Welcome to the Restaurant and Bar Profits Podcast, dedicated to helping restaurant and bar owners run a more profitable and enjoyable business.
Hello, this is Kyle Battis from Restaurant Bar Profits coming at you again with another episode of our podcast. And today we've got a restaurant bar owner by the name of Brian Shea. He owns the Barley House in Concord, New Hampshire. It's pretty close to my house, and it's one of my favorite restaurants that I go to probably about once a week at the very least. And we're going to be talking about a very cool event that Brian and the Barley House have put on multiple years in a row. It's a great charity fundraiser, and we're just going to be talking about some of the benefits of, you know, doing this kind of event, both for the goodwill it creates, the increase in business, and just talk to Brian about some of that kind of stuff too. So, Brian, thanks for being on the podcast today.
Hey, good afternoon, Kyle.
Great. Well, Brian, can you just start off by telling our listeners a little bit about who you are, how long you've been running the Barley House, and maybe a little about your history?
Sure, yeah. The Barley House is in our 14th year. We opened in March of 2000. I wasn't from New Hampshire, but I came up to New Hampshire, found this great location, which is right across the street from the State House, so it was a dynamite location. And basically what we run here is I'd call it an upscale tavern. And my background is as a chef and also as a brewmaster. So I was a professional beer brewer for a number of years, but also went to the CIA and became a chef. So I do have quite a bit of background in beer and food. But the places that I like to go were more of a casual kind of pub or taverns that really took their food seriously, took their beer seriously, and that's exactly the kind of place that I tried to open in Concord, New Hampshire, and think we have succeeded. But we're always looking for an edge, and one of the things that we do now that we've been doing for a number of years actually is grinding our own beef for burgers. And so a good part of our menu is dedicated to burgers. So all our beef is ground fresh every day or almost every day, all natural, comes from the Midwest. And so it's been a real key to our success. And hence, that's how we started Burger Fest, which every year for about a week and including two weekends, we run a fundraiser for Children's Hospital at Dartmouth, right here in New Hampshire. And for every burger sold, we'll donate $1, and we'll also have a local business sponsor per burger, and they'll donate $1. And then I have New Hampshire distributors, which they will donate $1 for every one of their beers that are sold. So by the end of 10 days or so, we've raised quite a bit of money. So it's been a real popular thing. It's grown every year. I think we're in our eighth year of doing it. So every year when it rolls around, we get pretty excited about it.
That's great. That's awesome. So what gave you the original idea to start this event?
Well, the original idea was that years ago, there was the Highland Games, if you're familiar with it, is a big event that happens in the north country of New Hampshire, and they actually had moved, it's a Scottish festival, and they had moved it down to Concord. And we had it, it's probably about, 10 or 8 years ago, and we had it in Concord for a number of years, and it was a great event. It was our busiest week of the year. It was fantastic. And then they decided to move it back north again. And we had to think of something to replace that. And so at the time, we were really just starting to get into burgers, and we just kind of came up with that idea to do a Burger Fest, and then we figured it probably a good thing to attach a charity to it. And that's what we did. And we went out, and we have been to Chad before with my daughter, and it seemed like a really good fit for us, for kids and so forth. So that's how it started. And so we've been in our eighth year of doing that.
That's fabulous. And have you seen the response of it just continue to grow the longer you've done it?
Absolutely. It's become a tradition, I guess, in Concord and certainly surrounding areas. And when we do it, especially now with social media, you know, people will be on there saying, you know, when's Burger Fest? Or, yeah, I'm really excited Burger Fest is here, and I got to get down to the Barley House because Burger Fest is, you know, it's only here till, you know, the Saturday or whatever. So we're seeing very, very good response when we do it. And we do it, you know, it is a limited basis. It goes 10 days. But, you know, it's one of those things where we get very creative with the burgers. We kind of pull out all the stops. We try to do really high-end, high-quality stuff. And the people definitely have responded to it.
Yeah, that's great. I've been twice so far, and I plan on going again before it's all done.
Good.
And it's funny, you know, you talk about the social media and just how powerful that is. I must have gotten at least a few different Facebook mentions about it, from you directly, but from some of my friends on Facebook. I got text messages be like, hey, we're going down to Burger Fest, you should come. I got somebody sent me a picture holding up the menu with the one that she wanted to go have.
Right, right.
So that's, you know, when you create something like this, the word of mouth, I got to imagine, is pretty powerful to market it.
Well, I tell you, it's definitely the most successful promotion that we've done. And because we've done it so long that, you know, we started before, I guess, some of the social media really kicked in. I mean, you had email and everything.
Yeah.
But you're really almost being able to, like you say, you're almost able to gauge it now and see the responses on Facebook or Twitter. And it's kind of neat, you know, that it's, you know, kind of goes organic, so to speak, and that, you know, friends are telling friends about it, you know, but it's basically advertising for you.
Right.
And that's exactly what you want. You want to be able to, you know, kind of push this thing down the hill and let it keep rolling and rolling and rolling. And that's kind of what we've seen.
That's great. So with that initial push down the hill, you know, what do you guys do as a Barley House to promote this? I know you have signage and you send out emails and there's Facebook. What's the plan that you use to roll that out?
Well, I think, you know, we're in our eighth year of doing it, so it's a little bit easier than if it was the first time we did it.
Sure.
And so we'll go a little bit to traditional media, too. It's probably about the only time in the year that I'll do any kind of radio advertising. So we'll do a little bit of radio advertising. I'll do a little bit of print media. Again, about the only time through the year that I'll do print media. Just through like the Hippo, one of the local event magazine newspapers around. We'll do that. And then I'll do just what I'm doing now. I'll do some interviews with local newspapers and things like that. And then the bulk of it is really loading up the email, making sure that, you know, people can see the menu and get excited about the menu, putting it through the email and then put it through Facebook. And that's really about it. We just try to really be around in being able to answer questions with the media or generate sort of that buzz about it. And that's what's kind of worked for us.
That's great. That's great. And it's really neat to see that in effect, for sure. So let's talk about the media aspect of things, because I think that's really interesting. And I interviewed a restaurant marketing expert by the name of Shannon Bushman, and he talked about the power of doing events just like the one you're doing and how it really attracts media attention. And that can be, you know, some great free advertising and marketing they get out of it. So any tips for restaurant or bar owners thinking about doing a similar type of event on how they can work with the media to get the word out?
That's exactly what we've done, is try to get, you know, mileage, if you will, out of the media that's there that doesn't really cost us anything. But, you know, my first number one tip I would say is it's got to be honest and true, meaning that, you know, this charity has significance to me, and, you know, therefore I can relay that to my staff and I can relay that to customers, and that in itself helps. And if you were to do something like this three or four times a year, I think it would lose a lot of its meaning. And so I think that's the first thing is, you know, it's got to have meaning to you. It's got to have meaning to your restaurant and something that you can talk about all the time when you're asked about it, to be excited about it and so forth. And I think that's really, you know, the honesty part of it is really what drives it because,
right.
Sure, there's a ton of good causes out there. But if you were just doing them all the time, I don't think you would get the impact that you have when everyone's looking forward to, hey, what are the burgers going to be this year at Burger Fest? So you create that intrigue about what's coming up, and you build it. And, you know, it will take a few months to build up to. So it's not something that I could do three or four times a year. So we really try to concentrate, you know, on this is our signature promotion, our signature benefit promotion, and really try to pull out all the stops with that, and all our energy goes into that, and I think it reflects to the customer, and they can see that, you know, we are doing that, and you know, frankly, we ask our customers too to help, you know, by coming out and having burgers and helping us, you know, donate money to Chad. So I think it helps the community and it helps us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree everything. You know, so you talk about the customers, and you do some additional things. It's a great event. It's helping charity, but you do some additional things to further incentivize customers to come in. Can you talk about some of those things you do with the raffle and how that works and how you think that plays into the whole thing?
Well, there's a couple of things. And one, you know, ultimately we're trying to raise money. So what some of the businesses, especially New Hampshire Distributors, which is our beer one of our beer distributors, will ask their mostly the craft brewing partners to donate some prizes and gifts and things like that. So every year we'll have, you know, like a kayak or, you know, a mountain bike or, you know, some pretty cool stuff to give away. And so basically when you order a burger, you're kind of entered into that raffle. But if you want to increase your chances, you can absolutely buy raffle tickets and increase your chances. And so that's one way that people can, you know, do more than just come in and have a burger. They can actually, you know, donate $10 more and then increase their chances to win. And then we kind of had, just to have fun with it, we had we have a separate raffle that is for if you come in and you have 8 burgers during the whole Burger Fest, then you get entered into a separate raffle that's just for a grill. And last year I think we had only about 5 or 6 people that came in and filled out the card, you know, each time and, you know, had their 8 burgers. So you got a really, really good chance of winning something pretty cool. And so we like to have fun with it and get people excited about it, but we want you to keep coming back and, you know, throughout the week and just have fun with the burgers, try something different. We have a, you know, we put a Spam burger on this year just to, you know, have fun with it. It's actually a very, very good, the people that have it love it. So, I mean, that's what we like to do. We like to have fun with this.
That's great. Yeah. It is definitely a fun thing. And you know, people are always comparing notes. You know, hey, which one did you try? I tried this one. What
sure.
You think? You know, yep. You know, one of the principles we talk about is, you know, one of the ways that business can increase how much money they make is to get customers coming back more often.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great thing. And just that additional mini contest within the contest, I think is a great thing, you know.
Yeah.
Because I've been back a couple times. And I'm sure you get a high percentage of people that come back repeatedly during the 10-day period.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and a lot of them are, you know, the prizes sometimes are secondary, of course, but, you know, a lot of them are just, you know, they want to support it, and it gives them a good reason to come out, you know.
Yeah.
It really, and, you know, that's one of the things. You got to give people a reason to come back. You got to give them a reason to come back and see you.
That's great. That's awesome. Well, great. Any other advice for somebody that just wants to start one of these at their restaurant or bar and kicking it off in that initial phase, how they can, you know, I think that advice of picking something that is true to your heart and means something to you is great. But any other advice on kicking that off?
Well, along those lines, I think what has really been key for us is that Chad is awesome to work with, and they – you know, basically have a whole team that deals with, you know, benefits and things like that. So the communication part is excellent with them, and, you know, it's something that they do. And my suggestion would be, you know, get in with a charity that really kind of knows what they're doing, you know where the money is going to go, all those, so you can kind of report back to your customers and say, hey, this is where everything went, this is where your dollars went to. And that they're a very good, reputable organization, I think, is key.
That's great. Yeah, let's talk about the businesses. So you get other businesses to sponsor different burgers that are on the menu, right? How does that work? How do you go out and approach those people? And can you just describe that process a little bit?
That process is that kind of, again, just evolved when we're trying to figure out how to raise more money. And initially, we had a couple people approach us that they would like to help out. And so we said, well, hey, how about sponsoring a burger? And so the first, you know, I think every year we'll have 12 to 15 burgers. So I think the first couple times we might have had two or three businesses sort of help us out and sponsor a burger. Then we kind of decided, well, hey, this actually works. We got to go out and fill up the menu with businesses that want to help. And as the benefit grew and people knew more about it, they were more inclined to jump in and help out and sponsor a burger. And, you know, the thing is, you don't really know how many burgers you're going to sell. So, in other words, if we sold, you know, 400 of the Dublin burgers, you'd be on the hook for $400. If we only sold, you know, 10 of the Spam burger, you're only on the hook for $10. So what we did is we went in and said, it's a minimum of $250, and anything after that, you can contribute what you want. But, you know, if you sell 300 burgers, then we're going to ask you for $300. And generally, that has worked. And it's also worked to our advantage because some of these businesses, the larger businesses, want to win, and they get their employees to come out, and they talk about it in-house in their businesses, and they push their employees to go. So now you get the benefit of, you know, not just the general public, but actively the businesses that are supporting are pushing their employees, and then they start to do social media also and say, hey, we're on board with this, we like this. And again, that's how it all starts all over again. You know, it starts getting bigger. So I think it really has. I think this is last year was the first year that I think we had every burger covered by a local business. And so yes, it's basically just going out, hitting the street, and hitting what's local, and who you think might want to support us.
That's awesome. That is just so genius. And obviously that you've seen the effects of that. And I love how the individual businesses push it to their networks and their social media.
They may have like an internal email or newsletter that they send out to their employees. And, you know, you could, depending on we have a couple companies that probably have close to 1,000 employees. So you're seeing that benefit right there. And then, you know, it's kind of funny. Some nights you'll be like, okay, all these people from Business X are here because this burger's just flying out of here, you know. it's kind of fun that way.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And is there I thought I remember seeing this, but because I think I've seen some burgers, like from previous Burger Fest, that have stayed on the menu. So can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, we have, I do try to change it, to keep it fresh and to come up with some new ideas and things like that.
Yep.
But we've had some, like, really successful burgers. And some of the businesses that have sponsored that burger want to have that burger again. And so, you know, we don't want to say no. So we basically go through the menu and see what kind of burgers did really, really well, and does that business want to have that burger back again or sponsor that burger? Sometimes it, you know, in a way it kind of hinges on, hey, can we have that burger? And you say, sure, you know, as long as you're supporting it and it's a great seller, why not? Because we're really trying to raise money. So some of those burgers do stay on there. It's kind of every year we just kind of look at the menu, start from scratch, and see which one should stay, which ones didn't sell that great, and maybe we can try something new and different. And that's really generally the process. So some of the stuff does stay on there, yeah.
That's great. great. So, you know, as far as like selling the idea to the business owners, what kind of benefits can these other area businesses get by, you know, sponsoring a burger?
Well, I think it's mainly the visibility, because it's become, especially in Concord, it's become kind of a big deal. And
sure.
I think if you're sort of, and what we do is we really just place your name next to the burger, you know, on the menu. And, you know, you're going to get, you know, how many pairs of eyes looking at that, you know, menu a day, a week.
Sure.
And so there's a benefit there, and it says, hey, you know, I really believe in this charity, or I believe in the Barley House, and I'm part of the community. And it gives them a way to get buy-in or get their foot in to the general community and say, hey, I support this, and be visible. So it works the same way for them too.
That's awesome. That's great. Okay, so, I mean, this is the 8th year you've done it.
Yes.
And you know, the results keep getting better and better. You know, do you mind sharing the results of last year's promotion and how much money you raised for charity?
Yeah, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but what we did, I'm sure we did, well, we did do over 5,000, and I think it was about 2,700 burgers, or
wow.
25 to 2,700 burgers that we sold. And this year we're on track to break that, so I'm really excited about that. But I will mention, you know, just about this particular charity, that the other important part of this is we work in a partnership with a local charity called Fred's Fund. And Fred's Fund, they do a sports celebrity auction, and they're down at a baseball tournament, you know, I think it's U9 or U12 baseball tournament. And they themselves raised a lot of money, almost maybe $20,000 through that auction. So between Fred's Fund and New Hampshire distributors and ourselves and the business local business partners, that number gets over $30,000.
Wow. That is awesome. That is great. I mean, you know, it just goes to show you the power of this kind of event and how much attention and goodwill it can foster, and really good that it can do. And I'm sure you get a nice spike in business as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's typically our busiest week. I mean,
yeah.
it's you know, we just it's a tough week for the kitchen, no doubt, and
sure.
They got to pull some extra hours and
yep.
and be around. But you know, once we get through it, we feel pretty good about it. And you know, and the other thing too is we do ask that the customers understand, you know, if you are coming on Friday night, you know, we're jammed, and the kitchen's jammed, and, you know, maybe you got to wait a little bit longer. If you're in a hurry, maybe you need to come back and see us another time, because this is really foremost a fundraiser.
Yeah.
And so we're a little bit, you know, out of our element in the sense that, you know, our grill is maxed out, everything is maxed out, and, you know, it's just, it gets a little bit crazy. And we ask people to be a little patient with us. But if you're here to come in and with some friends and relax and have a few beers and support a good cause, you're going to have a blast.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome. Well, Brian, hey, really, really appreciate you kind of lifting up the hood and showing us up under this promotion and how it works and how it raises money for charity. Awesome stuff. And where can people go to check out your website and learn more about the Barley House?
Well, they can go to thebarleyhouse.com, and right on the website is most of the information. And go to the calendar. We're constantly updating that with, you know, things that are going on, not just in the Barley House, but, you know, surrounding in our community and things like that. So we try to participate in a lot of different things and support a lot. I think, in fact, this weekend is the Granite State Music Festival.
Yeah.
Which we're supporting and sponsoring. So there's a lot of other things going on, too.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks again, Brian. And, folks, if you're ever in Concord, New Hampshire, swing on down to the Barley House. It's right across from the Capitol Building. I give it 2 thumbs up. And, Brian, thanks again. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kyle. I really appreciate it talking to you. Thanks.
Oh, no problem. And, folks, if you're listening to this on iTunes, you can subscribe to the podcast. Please rate and give us some thumbs up over there. And if you are listening to it on iTunes, head on over to restaurantbarprofits.com. You can sign up for the notification list every time we have a new episode that comes out. you can get an email. We'll give you a heads up of what's coming. So we'll talk to you again pretty soon. Talk to you later. Bye.